Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday, June the 13th, 2012. In this podcast, I want to talk about vanity. You know, sometimes people get a little perplexed when they read the book of Ecclesiastes and find the word vanity popping up all over the place, somewhere around 37 times. In fact, the book itself opens with the phrase, vanity of vanities. That's a Hebrew idiom. It signifies vanity to the highest degree. You know, like there's other phrases like holy of holies. Solomon, in the book Ecclesiastes, refers to almost everything as vanity. So what does it mean? Certainly not that everything in the world is pride and conceit. The Hebrew word that's translated vanity basically means breath, light wind, and it denotes that which passes away quickly, you know, like your breath. How fast is that? In the book of Ecclesiastes, this word vanity is applied to all works on earth, pleasure, grandeur, wisdom, the life of man, childhood, youth, length of days. And Solomon speaks of the worldwide existence of vanity, not with bitterness or scorn, but simply as a fact. Now, I would sum it up this way. Your life and my life is short. In the big picture, even if you and I live to be 105, our lives are brief. And there are no guarantees, right? I mean, I'd like to live to be 105, but there are no guarantees, are there? Now, in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon also talks about how there are times when a righteous man will die early and an evil man will live long. He talks about how there are ups and downs, cycles in life, good times and not so good times. Now, if you're one of those old hippies, you might remember a song from the 60s. The group The Byrds had a big hit. I played it a million times during my radio days. The song was called Turn, Turn, Turn. It's a song originally done by Pete Seeger, adapting the words from chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes. In that section of the Bible, you might be familiar with it. You can read there's a time or a season to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to plant, and a time to reap, and so on. So in life, there are cycles, there are seasons, there are ups and downs, there's an ebb and flow in life. There are no guarantees how long we will live, and because of that, everything is vanity, brief, short-lived, will not last long. And you need to take all that in mind when you read chapter 9, because there's some great wisdom there, and it gets pretty blunt too, I might add. He begins the chapter by telling us that there's one event for everybody. We will all die. Boy, talk about being blunt, huh? Later in the chapter, he says that we do not know how much time that we have. And we don't, do we? I want to read just a couple of verses from that chapter 9, show you how blunt this is, and also how practical. It says, "For him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion." Now you take the lion, king of the jungle, massive, just magnificent animal, and you take a little dog. All right, no match for a lion, right? But isn't it interesting what he says, that a living dog is better than a dead lion? And he goes on and says, "For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion ever in anything that is done under the sun." In other words, when you die, that's it. You're not going to do anything else. So, then verse 7, understanding that, it says, "Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God now accepts your works." He accepts your works now, right? Not when you're in the grave, because you're not going to do anything in the grave. It says, "Let your garments be always white, let your head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of your vanity, which he has given thee under the sun, all the days of your vanity, for that is your portion in this life and in the labor which you take under the sun." In other words, what you have right now, enjoy it, because that's your portion. That's what you have today, and it was all given to you by God. So enjoy the life that you have right now. And then it says, "Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you're going. I told you, it's pretty blunt. But what great wisdom, because in the big picture of things, it's all fleeting, short, right? Even if we live to be 105, in the big picture, our lives are very short. And the wisdom here is, look, live your life. Enjoy what you have now. That's your portion. Enjoy it. Now, I know there's a day coming when Christ is going to return, and the Bible says that we're going to meet him in the air. We will begin eternal life. It says no more sickness, no more pain, no more crying, no more death. What a day that'll be. But until that day, whether we're living in good times or maybe not so good times, we need to live life and enjoy what we have today. Wherever you are and whatever you have today, enjoy it to the fullest. Now, that doesn't mean that you just settle and think, well, this is it. This is all for me. No more for me. Nothing better for me. I've maxed out. No, I'm not saying that. And on the other hand, it doesn't mean that tomorrow what you have today will all be gone. The point is, enjoy your portion today. Because all of it's vanity. All of it is fleeting. None of it is long-lasting. Now, I'm not saying go out and blow your whole savings account. Look, we do need to pray for God to help us. We pray for increase. We pray for abundance. We pray for our health. But we're thankful for what God has blessed us with today. And we can choose to live our lives today to the fullest. What we have and where we are is our portion today. So enjoy your portion. There are no guarantees how long any of us will live. No guarantees of what's on the horizon, right? So what we have is what we have today to enjoy. And we should enjoy what we have today. So how can I live each day? How can I live and enjoy what I have today? What can I do? Well, five things. Number one, I can thank God for all that he's given me. That's my portion today. I can start my day by thanking God that I'm alive, right? I can thank God that I have eternal life. I can start my day by thanking God for what I have today. Number two, I can place my petitions before him. In other words, let my requests be made known unto God. I can pray. I can cast all my cares upon him. Pray for the things that I need. Pray for others. Number three, I can go through the day expecting God to direct my steps, expecting him to light my path. Talk to him throughout the day and allow him, as it says in the epistles, allowing God to work in me to will and to do of his good pleasure. In other words, continue to cultivate that relationship that I have with God and looking throughout the day for him to be working in me. Number four, I can let my light shine. You know, the Bible says, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I can be a living epistle, known and read of every man. People will read me, they'll read you before they ever read the book. So I can be a great living epistle. I can be a great example of what it is to really be a Christian. And then as the doors open, I can share God's word with people. And number five, I can love. That's right. I can make a decision to love every person that I come in contact with today, remembering that love is giving. And love is giving whether it's earned or deserved or not. And love is giving without expecting anything in return. Now, those five things I can do every day, and it will be part of me enjoying my portion today. You know, maybe some days I do better than others, but this is what I'm trying to get better at doing. And you know what? Tomorrow is a brand new day. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. By the way, if you're a subscriber to the blog here, doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. Then you don't have to bookmark the site or check back to see when I've posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time I do post something new. And as my way of saying thanks, if you do decide to subscribe to the blog, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Enjoy your portion and have a great day.